It's Football Friday on The Fan.
It's a man's game now.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
We have great expectations.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Friday, a Football Friday. And we'll dive in now to our weekend of football. Divisional round weekend of the NFL postseason. The Houston Texans heading to Kansas City to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I feel like it's not getting enough attention, the fact that this Chiefs team, not just best record in the AFC in the NFL this season. We're not talking about the fact that this is really the start of the three-peat for them. This is where all of the expectations, and this is where the Kansas City Chiefs season starts, is right now. And it doesn't feel like there's that much buzz or appreciation for the fact that we have a three-peat that is on the line for the Kansas City Chiefs. And something that hasn't been done. Like, the three-peats, we've talked about how good some of these dynasties have been. We have not seen it
in
decades.
No, I mean, it's football is the hardest thing to keep things going with just because of the forced nature. It's kind of funny. We talk about the lack of dynasties or in other sports as like, this is a problem. Then you look at the NFL where it's like explicitly prohibited to have dynasties.
Yeah.
Because the salary cap, the lack of guaranteed contracts, the nature of the beast with peaks and valleys in careers and how, when guys peak and when and how fast they fall off and how quickly things can change.
Yep.
And how after winning a Super Bowl, you go get paid. Like that's all of these factors that all go into it. It's like, yeah, the Patriots won all those Super Bowls. And it's like over how many years? They weren't winning five in a row.
Since the AFL-NFL merger, we haven't seen one.
Yeah.
That encapsulates the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Tom Brady.
The 49ers of the 80s. The 90s with the Dallas Cowboys.
The triplets
couldn't do it. The 2000s with Tom Brady in the New England Patriots where they rack up six rings, but they couldn't do it three in a row. Mm. Like, it's incredibly difficult to do, and we have a Chiefs team right now that they're on the cusp of it, and it's almost as if like there is a little bit of Chiefs fatigue, and we went through this like there was Patriots fatigue too, mm-hmm. right? Like when a team wins and they are dominant and people are like, we don't really want to talk about it. But when people did talk about the New England Patriots was when history was on the line, and it just feels like this Chiefs team is not getting enough credit. And I think it's because we see the flaws that they do have, right?
Yeah, I think it's because the big part of it is it's not the same old explosive Chiefs. They weren't putting opponents away. They were, holding on to the rope until the final 5 minutes. And then the greatness of Patrick Mahomes or the defense making a play was enough to seal a game. It wasn't them dictating terms at any point in time other than the final couple minutes. You could say, if you're a Chiefs fan, well, that's all that matters.
Dude, that is a damn good team.
It is, but they also made a human sacrifice to get the things go their way that went their way. Like, you can't be like, oh, this is just greatness. No. The amount of luck involved in all of those one-score games is astronomical.
Yep.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean they're not great, but the things that had to go their way to set themselves up, like, well, that's just masterful coaching. No, Andy Reid, great coach, all-timer. You can't do that. You can't. There is a lot of luck, but you can also do a lot to make your own luck by being thoroughly prepared, by executing down the stretch, by having greatness at quarterback, all those things. Like the PFF this season has them rated as the second rated offense or second rated defense in the 11th rated offense. And you look at their EPA per run and per pass. They're a negative on the run and slightly above average on the pass. You look at like all of their grades and all of the breakouts, there's nothing exceptional about them on the offensive end other than Patrick Mahomes in final drives and their defense.
Yeah.
And again, what works well in the NFL playoffs?
defense.
Having defense and having a quarterback. Now, you want to be able to run the ball, but that is not something the Chiefs have been able to do that effectively this year, or as effectively as they have been in the past. But when you've got a defense you can rely on, you've got Spags, who's been there and might be the most decorated assistant coach of all time, and you've got Andy Reid, who's been there, and you've got Mahomes, and you've got Kelce, and you figure it out everywhere else, then yeah, you can put your faith and your trust in that organization and work your way from there.
You know, Patrick Mahomes can tie Joe Montana for playoff victories. I think wins and being a starting quarterback is largely a stupid number.
It is, but it does, it's not nothing.
In playoff games, I think it really does matter because the top three are Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and Patrick Mahomes.
It's pretty indicative.
And Patrick Mahomes is about to tie Joe Montana for the second most of all time. With 16, he still has got, currently has 20 more to catch Tom Brady. Think of that.
Yeah, he does have the addition of the extra game. Now, I don't think the Chiefs have played in many of the wild cards, though.
No. Speaking of the three-peat, do you know how many times we've seen a three-peat in the Big Four? So NFL, NBA, MLB, hockey?
Yankees, Red Wings. I'm trying to think who else did it off the top of my head.
Well, they're all-time, just all-time
Celtics.
Numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to but I'm trying to think of how many teams have actually done it. So Yankees, Red Wings, Celtics are the three that I'm almost certain have. Beyond that, and Bulls. So I guess I'll double it and cut it a little bit. I'll go seven.
No, 14 times it's been done.
14, okay.
A three-peat. But if you're talking just franchises to do it, in the NBA, there has been three different franchises to do it. You missed the most recent one in any sport, by the way.
Who?
Lakers.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Lakers are the most recent three-peat in any professional sport, 2000 to 2002.
Yeah, good God. Because they revived the Pat Riley three-peat trademark.
Yeah. Well, I think mainly just, you know, Blazer fans wanted to forget about that one.
But yeah, no, I totally bombed that one out of my head.
There have only been eight franchises across the Big Four to ever do it.
And a lot of those are older, right?
Well, if you want to go since, I don't know, we can go the last 30 years.
Okay.
You want to go the last 30 years?
How many the last 30 years?
Three.
Yeah, I was saying
four. Three.
Okay,
three. You had the Lakers in 2000 to 2002, the 98 to 2000 New York Yankees, and then the Chicago Bulls 96 to 98.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how so you're looking at once a decade.
So you're talking about the maybe the most dominant modern era basketball team.
And it has not happened in 22 years. Yeah. Well, now 23. It's 2025. Forget that.
Yeah, it's not a common occurrence. And that I think the proliferation, number one, leagues getting bigger.
Yeah.
More punitive, the salary caps and structures and trying to stop this kind of stuff.
If you want to go just look at when most of these three-peats happened was before free agency was a thing.
60s, 70s.
You look at it, the Lakers did it in Minneapolis, 52 to 54. The Celtics from 59 to 66.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was the one in my head.
That was a pretty big one. The Maple Leafs, 47 to 49. The Canadiens, 56 to 60. The Leafs, again, 62 to 64. Canadiens, 76 to 79. Major League Baseball, the Yankees did it in the 30s and in the 50s. Mm-hmm. The A's did it in the early 70s.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah. It is something that it is so hard, and the leagues have said it wasn't good for our sports.
No.
So we try to cut down on it. Yet,
you want parity.
In the NFL right now, you're seeing what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. They're on the doorstep of this history, and everybody's whatever. That is mind-blowing to me. And I feel like it's people waiting for the other shoe to drop with this team. And it's not I honestly believe this. I think that there's not enough conversation around it because it's not hot takey, right?
No.
People are there's nothing else to compare it to. Mm-mm. And in our world of sports media, it's we need to compare it to something else. No team in the NFL has ever done it.
Stands alone. And it,
well, in the AF since the AFL NFL merger,
which,
and nobody's gonna be like, oh, I mean, Mad Dog may do it, where he's like, ah, they're not as good as Vince Lombardi's 67 Green Bay Packers.
That's
like
a pretty
you're
good.
You're not
Mad
gonna
Dog.
You're not gonna see it. Thank you.
You've done it before.
He's never done it. That was my first try.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's you're not gonna have him say that because everybody be like, dude, shut up. As if people don't say that enough right now. But I feel like they're not talking about it because there is no comparison. And I think that is all the more reason to appreciate what this team is doing. They're in a playoff game and they're 8.5-point favorites, for God's sakes.
Yeah. It's an interesting spot.
And people are waiting for the other shoe to drop.
No, I mean, everybody wants to be on the other side of, you know, of that team falling on their face. And I mentioned it a bit ago, the amount of luck involved. And it was not meant as a negative.
No, every playoff team, every championship team has luck.
And nobody likes to admit that across sports. We were talking about it off air, like the amount of luck that goes into an NBA team getting somebody or a Patrick Mahomes turning into that guy. Like, you could say, well, we put ourselves in that position. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're just smarter than everybody else. No, the 14 other teams in front of you did something that allowed you to do something, and you took advantage of a particular situation. But it's simply this. It's often better to be lucky than good because everybody wants to assign a level of, like, I did this. Because you want to be the masters of your own destiny. Yep. But in reality, brother, you're not.
Because,
and that's across the board, not just the Chiefs, in general.
I think that what is missed in that conversation of, like, luck is involved is that it goes without saying that the other team that you're playing in that championship is also very well run.
Yes.
Very well coached, has star players. All of those other things are true. And that's where, I mean, just look at last year's Super Bowl, right? It comes down to, like, turnover luck, injury luck, all of those things. Guys dropping like flies and you're going, whoop. Well, this is going sideways in a hurry. Those things all matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that the Kansas City Chiefs have, though, is they're masterfully run. Look at the Niners. The Niners fell apart this year.
Because of injury luck.
Yeah, and they've been right there neck and neck with this team. But the coach is just a tick better. The quarterback has been miles better. And their weapons around and the way they built their team, dude, it's incredible. And Brent Veach, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, all those guys are to credit, but also a little bit of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited for that game. I want to see what a week or 2 weeks off does for this Kansas City team, where it looks like, did you see that they're going to start Joe Tooney at left tackle? He's a guard. He's like an all-pro guard. And they're moving him to tackle because since DJ Humphreys got hurt, they had to move him over, and Humphreys is now cleared and ready to go. But Andy Reid's like, nope, we're going to stick with him at left tackle because he's operated the best out there. So there'll be interesting little side note to see with the Chiefs and this Houston Texans team. We'll dive in a little bit more into that game, but talk about teams of destiny. They're not going for a three-peat, but they are going for a playoff win at home. Detroit Lions taking on the Washington Commanders. Let's dive into that game a little bit. And also, Lions fans, this is what happens when your team is good. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Detroit Lions hosting a playoff game this weekend, divisional round, taking on the Washington Commanders as the number one overall seed in the NFC. That's tomorrow night. I'm excited for this game because, you know, you always used to hear players say playing in Detroit on Thanksgiving was always a downer because it was like an empty warehouse and there wasn't a whole lot of energy there because the Lions were so bad.
You're also in Detroit in November.
Well, I heard it's beautiful there this time of year.
Oh, yeah, it's just an amazing place to be. It's a winter wonderland.
Very murdery.
Yeah. No, I mean, not just that, but it's
They've curbed that a little bit.
They've pushed that up a little bit, more towards Auburn Hills. just saying. But even beyond that, like, it's Detroit in the winter. Like,
yeah.
It's not a fun hang.
There's a little bit of consternation in that Lions fan base, though, because they're not used to this. They haven't lived this life in a while.
No, them playoff prices are going to hit like a truck.
They are a little bit perturbed there because you got some really expensive tickets going for the Lions game. So I want to check this right now because the ticket prices, there's a lot of fans going, wait a minute, what's going on here? And they're now realizing this is what happens when you are a really good team. Your ticket prices go through the roof. And I'm right now, if you want to get in the building, okay, at any price, the cheapest ticket to get in the door is $400. And that's considered an amazing deal. That is back of the end zone, section 345, upper deck, back row. In the end zone, $400. If you want to be in the lower bowl, the cheapest ticket that you can find is actually, it's not that bad, but it's end zone, $504. If you want to get like on the sidelines, you're looking at $1,000.
It's scarcity. That's what the NFL does.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, you can probably attest to this too in a similar vein. Football games are more fun from your couch unless you've got a really good seat.
I mean, the nosebleeds in, I think that's one of the things that you're going to see a lot of stadiums do is that the nosebleeds, they're not great to be in.
No, because you can't see anything.
Well, and if you're like in a 100,000 seat stadium and you're in the back end of it, you can't really feel the energy. If you're down lower, you can feel, like, you actually feel the noise in a loud environment. But there's some really bad tickets in some of these stadiums. Yeah. Like, when we go in, like, day before, or we're there early before anybody else, before, you know, an Oregon game, like, I'll go and I'll try to see some of the worst seats. Like, Michigan actually wasn't that bad. I was stunned that they can fit as many people in that stadium as they do.
It doesn't look that big.
No, like there's a lot of seats. They don't have any with like seat backs, so it's all bench seating. And
also,
they just cram them in there.
Also that, like, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Michigan outdoors in the winter on a concrete bench. Like, it's like,
unless you absolutely love your team though.
But even then,
if you absolutely love your team, that is awesome.
Well, here's the thing. Like, part of it is it's the experience because it's your alma mater. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're brought up doing this and this is what you do six times a year.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing you do. Mm-hmm. But if you're just going to a one-off football game, it's particularly outdoors, it's like, unless you've got a good seat, it's not that fun.
No, it's not great.
It's really not. Like, don't get me wrong, I love football, and I love going to football games. But if I'm going to go to a football game, I'm going to have a good seat, or I'm going to be in a suite. I'm not doing the nasty stuff. It's not the whole like just being there experience. Not worth it to me.
For big games, even?
No. Especially because if it's a big game, I want to watch the game. Well, I don't want to watch it on the Jumbotron the whole time.
Well, don't.
But I'm saying if you're up high,
yeah,
you got binoculars up there.
Well, you just said I'm going in a suite.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I would rather be in for a big game, be in the stadium, because you can always record the game at home, right? And go back and watch it if you want to. But there, if it's your team and it is like you are passionate about them, heck yeah, you want to be in that building. Like the World Series game that I went to with Officer Potter back in 2017, Astros Dodgers. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had, like ever. In our seats, we weren't down low. We just wanted to be in the building, and it was like a college football Saturday for 4 hours and 9 innings of baseball. And it was, the energy was electric. Being there watching the game was just absolutely incredible. Did we miss some things? Yeah, we did. But especially when your team wins, you can go back and you can watch it and you can get all the details. If your team loses, you're like, I don't want to relive that.
No.
I'm not going to do that again. And you can just say, well, I'm going to wash my hands of it and throw it away. That was just awesome just to be there. Like it was really cool. So, I mean, I think the magnitude of the game with what you said about like any regular season game. Yeah, I'm with you though. I wouldn't want to go and Kyle Field in the upper deck way up there.
Nope. I wouldn't want to go to like if the Raiders were in a Super Bowl and I had a chance to be in the upper deck, I wouldn't want to go.
Really?
No. No. No, I'd rather experience with friends and family and watch the game at home. Because number one, it's a smattering of fans from like across the NFL.
Really?
You're so far up. I'm talking like the 300 or 500, whatever it is in the NFL, because it changes. Yeah. Like in Atlanta, I've seen the sight lines in Atlanta. Yeah. You're in that upper deck.
It's not good.
It's awful. And you're talking like 30,000 seats are up there.
Mm-hmm.
I want no part of that.
Really?
No.
Not if you and like you have a diehard buddy that you go with, or
no,
you know, your dad or whatever, you're just like, we're Raiders fans, you wouldn't want to do that?
No, not up there. No,
huh? I wonder if I am in it.
You know what? We can pull this.
Yeah, let's pull this. Am I in the minority of I would want to be in the building for that moment?
I don't get me wrong. The in the building part of it's cool because like I've been in the building for Dame like some of his most incredible plays of his career, NBA defining plays.
Yeah,
and it was
did they define the NBA?
Well, no, I mean like
Blazers promptly got bounced.
But I mean like in playoff history, like they're going to live on in infamy as game winners, like.
Well, Blazers playoff history.
Well, no, boom, in playoff history. Like, there's only been 6 or 7 total playoff game winners. Yeah. And, like, being in the building for those, and being in the building for Brandon Roy pulling up against Houston, like,
yep.
But
huge for huge moments.
But yeah. I was also, like, in the 200 level. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in media sections. Like, I've got a relatively good seat. And even then, when you're in the very top of Moda, it's bad, but it's not egregious. When you're in the very top of SoFi, it's like, know, and I just, for me, that's not like, for me, it's just not worth it.
Well, here's where the last two texts on the Vancouver 4 text line, Danny is nuts and 100% on the same page as Danny.
Yeah. I think that,
see,
I wonder how many people who are, and this isn't to say I'm right. I'm just wondering how many people who were saying that I'm nuts have ever been to a game where they're in the like,
well, I have.
I know that.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm one. I'm calling you nuts right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. But I wonder how many people have actually sat in like NFL nosebleeds, because NFL nosebleeds are different. Like,
yeah.
They are deep.
Yeah.
The binoculars are not like an accessory. They are a requirement.
But you're there.
Yes.
You're there.
I get it.
All right. Well, we didn't get to anything that we were going to talk about as far as that game goes and how it's going to play out. Well, good thing we have another hour and a half of this radio program.
Good thing we'll swing back to it after next, because next we have our worst day on the web. And look, companies do things for shock value. I don't care if this is shock value or not, but it's disgusting. I don't ever want to hear anything about this. The worst way you could possibly have soup in your mouth. But first, it's the Big Kahuna Sports.
What?
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Well, in the tease of this, I said that I was about to say that it's the worst way that you could have soup, but I can think of a worse way. So the second worst way you could have soup, and definitely the worst way you could probably have it in your mouth. Progresso soup.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
How else are you going to have soup?
Well,
I mean, that is just...
Well, what if I took soup and made it into, like, soup cop drops?
I'm sorry, what?
Cough drops?
Oh.
That they turn them into drops. Progresso has soup drops. Soup you can suck on.
No. No, man. No. So, chicken noodle soup. Cough drop,
but it's not like a cough. It's like you know those like strawberry candies that are wrapped in like the strawberry foil wrapper.
Yeah.
That, but chicken noodle soup.
So they're like hard shell on the outside, mm-hmm. kind of soft on the inside. Mm-hmm. No, how does this make it through the levels of a corporation to get to the point where they actually manufacture it?
I mean, this is the disruptor, you know, marketing type stuff. I'm sure this is not a product they're going to carry for a long period of time.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're disrupting my appetite for. What soup brand is this?
Progresso.
Progresso. Yep. Don't want that.
In case you didn't know it, because everything has a month, January is National Soup Month.
Well, I mean, who didn't know that?
I mean, January is a good month for it. It's typically pretty cold.
They call it the drops are the ultimate cold and flu season comfort.
No.
They're available online right now, but they're sold out, but not for long. They'll be restocking them.
Who's buying this? And why... The best part about soup is when it's warm. Cold soup is terrible.
Yeah.
You get 20 individually wrapped soup drops per can, plus an actual can of Progresso Tradition Chicken Noodle Soup. The cost is $2.49, plus you pay 99 cents for shipping. Huh.
Not worth it.
I kind of want
to... Not worth it. How much do you have to love soup for that?
I kind of want to do this and just put them in a bag of, like, Halls.
Oh, so you throw it like the Harry Potter, their jelly beans, where some taste like boogers or whatever. Yeah, you could roll that.
If I'm not mistaken, I actually have a bag of Bean Boozled beans in my bag.
Do you?
And I was waiting for the right time to bust it out.
Are they in your bean bag?
Mm.
Hmm. What would be the right time? Like, you just roll into a bank and... They have their little jelly belly dish, and you just go, bloop, and dip these right on in there.
Or just, you know, act like it's nothing, and just, yeah. Like, hey, you want some?
You want some of this candy here?
I thought
you blew your cover. Now I'm never taking jelly beans from you, because I love me some jelly beans.
And that was the thing.
I'm probably
like,
going to forget this conversation
like,
in a
do
day,
I, do
so
I do
you'll
it
be
here?
Fine.
Well, I know. I mean, the easy thing to do is just take a little tray and put them out.
Yeah, watch people's face just...
Oh, that's interesting. Like, those
earwax.
Are pretty good. And then get a... Well, because there's some good ones in there.
Yeah, they do.
But... There's some dangerous ones in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like earwax.
Yeah. Earwax is like, how do you even like, is somebody tasting earwax? But yeah, no, you got the flavor right.
I mean, I've tasted my earwax before unintentionally. Not like I'm picking something out of my ear.
How do you like, unintentionally do that?
Yeah. It's sour. Yeah. I hope everybody enjoyed their lunch. Yeah. No. Like I had something in my ear.
I almost threw up.
Picked my ear, and then I think I ate something. Like, I had, like, a chip. I was like, what is that? I figured it out. Yeah.
A little too much dip on your chip, huh?
Dude, gross. It was gross.
Oh.
But I've done it.
Oh, God.
I've done it. It's not good. It's not good.
You know that feeling you get when your mouth waters and you're about to throw up? I'm on the edge of that right now.
0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Oh, man.
I'm not sitting there... Eating my earwax, so it's happened though. It's gross.
Yeah, like some of these flavors, I'm just like, you know, they just find somebody like those people that what do they call it? Is it pica? People eat the weird stuff.
No idea. I don't even know what that word is.
There's a disorder for like people who like eat.
Oh, that's
couch
what it's called.
Stuffing and or eat boogers or
yeah,
like
yeah, called, it's called weird.
Oh yes,
my strange
actually,
addiction.
Yeah, but there's also like there's
like
people like eat like weird things or like it might even be like people who eat like dry skin.
Ew.
Like, come on. Like, that's the worst thing about all these.
Like, there's, I know, well, I'm like earwax, and then I'm like, ew, gross, dry skin.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. It, yeah, it no, happened. It that, wasn't
the dry
wasn't
skin was the trust. Chip for the dip.
Yeah. Gross, dude. That is so bad. Back to these Progresso cough drops. Bad. Don't do that. That is. Do they have little bits of chicken in them and carrots?
Like freeze dried?
No. No,
I mean, they had to like boil it down into like a nothing but a stew.
Again, here is where the question of why and how did this make it through the layers of Progresso to where they're like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this. Somebody came up with the idea. Somebody had to make it. Then they take it to, I don't know, I can't imagine. Well, actually, this is probably how it did as I'm explaining this. There probably isn't like a very big think tank at Progresso of how you are going to change the soup game, right? So anytime a new idea comes, they're like, well, look at that. That is different. It's a little bit different than just using a different type of pepper to put into this product.
Mm. Yeah.
So they went, we're going to cough drop it. And they're like, hey, we haven't changed the game here in 150 years. So maybe this is going to be it. It wasn't a good idea. It was literally the idea that was pitched to be different at Progresso.
Mm.
All right.
Vancouver Ford text line. Wasn't Danny supposed to try the Doritos flavored vodka? Thank you for the reminder. It's actually in stock now, and I will order a bottle in the commercial break.
I forgot about that.
It says the flavors are nacho cheese, corn tostada, umami with a hint of acidity.
Oh, look at that.
Anytime anybody says umami, like on a cooking show, I want to slap the taste out of their mouth.
Why?
That word, it's just, it's always said
ooh,
so.
Umami.
Yeah, well, no. It's never said fun. See, like if it did it like that, it'd be more fun.
Mm.
But it's always like, oh, it has a strong umami vibe to it. And I'm like, stop it. There's always like a level of like pretentiousness said behind umami.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, okay. It has that great herbaceous flavor.
Tastes a little different than ay papi.
Yeah, or the matcha. Or rose water. I was like, okay. Things that people
don't know what
don't
any of those
like,
things taste like.
Well, things that people don't like for $1,000.
What is rose water?
It's like water that tastes like rose.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It tastes like soap. It's so funny, like complete derailing here. Anytime you watch one of these cooking shows and they're like, yeah, no, we use pistachio and rose water. I'm like, oh, so you lost. Like, oh, I've never, dang. ever seen any contestant use, like, matcha, rose water, umami, like, any of these other, like, you know, different flavors.
Yeah.
And win.
Hmm.
It's like, yeah, no. What, there's another one that's, it's like, it tastes like dirt. I can never remember what it is. And it's like, I think it is matcha. And, like, yeah, it's an earthy flavor. I'm like, no, it tastes like dirt.
Tastes like dirt.
Dirt. Yeah. That's, you add an essence of dirt to your food.
There we go.
And never have I been like, you know what this food needs? Dirt.
This is getting you really angry.
Because people don't know how to win these shows. It's like, you're getting sent home. What are you? I'm like, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to use some rose water. I'm like, you're getting sent home.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. It isn't
like,
going to end well.
It's like watching like any of those survival shows. And you see them like, I see the water right here, but I'm going to move away from the water source to go find my food. I'm like, no. Don't do that. The food comes to the water.
The reason why they do it, though, is because how many restaurants are like high-end restaurants and you go to them and you're like, this food is not good.
Mm.
Like, you're trying way too hard. Yeah. Way too hard.
It's like, I'm going to put a bump of a beluga caviar on top of this cake. And I'm like,
No,
it's
a
very,
cake, dude.
Yeah, like, no, you don't need to mix the salty with sweet here, guys. The sweet was banging. Yeah. Like, we don't.
You don't need to church it up.
Yeah, let's the mango puree was working, buddy.
Yeah, let's just roll with the goods.
You don't need to add the anchovy.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, your palate isn't. It's like, no, shut up. You like eating dirt.
Yeah, sophisticated palate. I'm like, no. My palate just doesn't like crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, again, Progresso soup can drops crap.
There we go.
If I ordered these, would you even try them?
No.
Rust?
Wouldn't even try it.
I would probably try one.
Okay.
Just.
I'll film you.
Just for the curiosity.
Seriously, I would love to put it in a Hall's cough drop bag and be like, here you go, guys.
See, I don't like cough drops to begin with.
Well, you're like, oh, you're sick. Like, I mean, you know.
They're like a hard can sucking on a hard candy.
The mentholiptus.
I don't like. It's like hard any hard candy. I'm not a big fan of hard candies.
Really?
Yeah, just like ones that you just put in your mouth and suck on them. I don't like.
Not a big jawbreaker guy.
Nope.
I left it clean enough. I think.
Mm-mm.
We'll see.
I think
we'll check it out.
I think there's just enough of a break in there.
Yep.
So, all right, but that's where we sit on. Things that
Progresso cough drops.
The second worst way for you Gross. To take soup.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, you know what? Next clam chowder.
God, solidified seafood. That's oh God. I don't know. We need a palate cleanser. The NCAA continues to get its butt kicked, and the professionalization of college football. Yeah. We'll get to that here more on Danny Dusty the Fan.
How about you?
Before we started talking about the soup can sure drops, we were talking about the Detroit Lions and the Washington Commanders.
That's why.
And we got derailed by the conversation about where you would like to watch a big game, which we have a poll up on at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. And you can check it out there. Lions Commanders, what do you like about this game? What do you not like about this game? Do the Commanders present any kind of real threat?
They do. I mean, in all honesty, they do. Present a bit of a threat, but I think what I look at because of offensively the growth that you've seen and what have they come accustomed to doing and what do they do really well? They drag teams into deep water and yes. They say, are you going to survive? Are you going to swim in this? The biggest concern in this game for Washington though, is just the sheer number of points that they give up to good teams and playoff teams, right? Even in the games that they've won. You know, Philly, they give up 33 points. They gave up 26 points to Philly again. The Ravens, they give up 30 spot to the Ravens. They won a tight game against a team that missed the playoffs, but we know is good offensively. In Cincinnati, beginning of the year, that game against Tampa, they gave up 37. And albeit they did give up only 23 to a Tampa team at home, far different Tampa team than what we saw at the very beginning of the year from a weapons standpoint. But with Detroit, I look at that and say with a week off, they are going to be ready to roll. The one thing that kind of gives me concern, too, if you're Detroit, we've seen this before. The offensive and defensive coordinators that interview for multiple jobs mm-hmm. in that bye week and the week leading up, like Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn are hot names. And their eye has been kind of everywhere because mm-hmm. the interviews have been now, albeit 3 hour Zoom interviews, and they're not going to these locations.
But it's still,
this week.
You're prepping.
Yeah.
You're not going in with, like, you're going to have. Okay, this is my offensive philosophy. This is my defensive philosophy. These are the guys who I'd like to hire. Here's the things that I'd like to do. Like, you're present. Like, remember Bill Belichick's manifesto
to
North Carolina.
And you have a book, right? And you have a format, but you do spend a little bit of time on, you know, tailoring it to each particular team. Most of it is the same for every team, except for you tailor it a little bit for each team, right? And you do that, you know, in that bye week where you're still self-scouting. But the thing is, like, even at the three-hour interview this week, these coaches, like, at this time of the year, quite literally the only thing that they focus on is playoff football, right? And there's 3 hours out of the day where if it's just the interview and you're not including the prep time that you're talking mm-hmm. about, which got to happen somewhere, like, that there's always the distraction thing, right, come playoff time. Not to say that Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are going to call bad game because they interviewed for jobs. But
it's always something that's not necessarily front of mind, but it's there because they all tell family members, it's playoff time. Yeah. Like, this is you go in the bunker, basically, and it's a different mentality.
And it's not like it won't dictate the outcome of the game, but you have a team that drags you into deep water and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't like distractions. That's basically what I'm saying. I don't think mm-hmm. that dictates the outcome of the game. I think more so just stylistically the way that the Commanders like to play. But injuries on the defensive side can keep this close for Washington. But we talked about this yesterday. The Lions defense, since week 11, has been the number two defense in pass rush rate with only bringing four and number one when they bring more than four. They've had injuries all over, and they've gotten better. But if you get into a shootout, that kind of does, it kind of worries me a little bit because we've seen how good Jared Goff can be in those moments. But the Lions team's 15-2, and there's a reason why. They're really damn good. They're really well coached, and their offense is absolutely ripping. And they're getting healthier. Sonic and Knuckles are back. Let's go.
The interesting thing here is as it pertains to the Commanders and their ability to be an upset team. We've talked about Jaden Daniels and how good he has been as a rookie, one of the best rookies we've literally ever seen in the position.
That fourth quarter, he was nuts.
His big-time throw percentage is one of the highest in the NFL. His turnover-worthy play percentage is one of the lowest.
Yeah.
Like this, that's not a thing that happens for rookies. You don't usually get the great while also taking care of the ball. Usually get the great, and the turnover-worthy throws are also pretty damn high, too. And you're like, well, you're getting that's the sacrifice. You know, that's the trade-off. Or you get a guy who's risk-averse, and they take care of the ball. You're getting both ends of this.
That final drive against Tampa
was incredible.
Where he had just three passes in a row, just boom, boom, boom.
And kept alive good with his legs.
He is really stinking good right now.
So if you're looking for like the one thing that if you're looking for, like it's very simple. It's Jaden Daniels, because the one Achilles heel of the Detroit Lions in their defensive metrics and all of the things that go along with it is mobile quarterbacks have hurt them.
Yeah.
Because they are so aggressive. Once you break that contain, there's a lot of room to go.
Since 2010, rookie quarterbacks in the divisional round, 1-4. 1-4.
Who's the one?
I don't know. Well, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. He went last week.
Mark Sanchez in 2009, Joe Flacco in 2008 are the ones to have multiple road wins as a rookie in the playoffs.
Wow. God. Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Well, no, that wasn't in the divisional round last week. That was a wild card round.
Oh, yeah. So it wouldn't count.
It doesn't say here. It just says only Mark Sanchez 2009 and Joe Flacco. Oh, 2009 would be the 2010 playoffs.
Okay.
So maybe that's it.
There you go.
All right.
Come up next. What do you want to do? You want to go Rams? You want to go Rams Eagles, or you want to go Baltimore Buffalo?
Baltimore Buffalo. Right. That game to me has everything.
It has all the juice. All right. Let's talk Bills Ravens in what should be and could be the best game of the playoffs here in hour number 3 on Dan and Dusty, Tonight the Fan.